An Odd Body, a four-part detective series by Sue Rodwell, with Annette Badland as Detective Inspector Gwen Danbury of East Suffolk Police Headquarters, Gudrun Ure as Joan Danbury, and John Duttin as Detective Sergeant Henry Jacobs. Part 1, Past Imperfect, with Terence Alexander as Dr. Edward Barker, Margaret John as Virginia Barker, and Jonathan Taffler as Dr. Stuart Barker. An Odd Body, Part 1.
I won.
Never.
I did.
Vice Regain.
We're not allowed in the forest.
Come on.
Beat you.
Didn't. What's that?
I won.
By that tree. Looks like a grave.
Don't be stupid.
Does.
They don't have graves in forests.
You look then. You're scared.
I'm not.
Go on then. Have a look.
Peas?
Not tinned.
Were peas on the list?
I think so, but frozen with mint. You like them with mint.
When I was 10. What about kidney beans?
They give me wind.
Mother.
Well, they do, dear. No point in denying it. But you get them if you want them.
Cornflakes?
Bran. They do their own make. They're very nice. And no sugar.
Bran. Where's the ice cream? It used to be here. Oh, why are they always moving things around?
Perhaps it's to make life more exciting for us.
There's nothing here. Told you.
What's that then? By your foot?
It's just a stone.
It's not.
I'm going.
You're scared. Pick it up if it's just a stone.
You pick it up.
Okay.
It's a skull.
Yeah. So what?
It's someone's head. You're holding someone's head.
Chocolate Ripple?
Gwen, do you really think you should?
Chocolate Ripple or Toffee Fudge?
You don't like Toffee Fudge.
It's not for me, is it? I'm on a diet.
Well, it's certainly not for me.
It's for when Jenny and Tom come round, or Pippa. Kids like ice cream.
Chocolate Ripple, they all like that.
2 litre or 4?
ECDRS, would you come in, please tell us? Have you arrived at Rimsham Fire?
Right. Jimmy, is it?
Yeah.
What have you found?
It was just sticking up out of the ground.
I picked that up. He was too scared.
And you think it's a skull?
It is. I'm not stupid. The big hole in it.
All right. Show me.
Over there. I put it back.
Dropped it.
Did you touch anything else?
Like what?
Dig anything up?
Of course not. It is a skull, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, son. It's a skull, all right. Whiskey fall to control. Two lads have found a skull in Rendlesham Forest. Looks like the rest of it could be here as well.
God, these queues.
We could go on the 8 items only.
We've got 10 items, Mother.
Well, if I smile sweetly, she'll let us through.
I wouldn't count on it. Oh, no, Mrs. Banks.
Where?
Trolley to the left of us. She's heading this way.
Well, be polite, dear.
Must I?
Her heart's in the right place.
Well, Detective Sergeant Danbury, what are you doing here? Helping your mother with her inquiries?
Shopping.
Oh, so I see. And who's going to eat all that ice cream, you naughty girl?
I really don't know. But then I don't have my finger on the pulse of the neighbourhood. I don't have time to stand behind my net curtains prying into the private lives of my neighbours while I munch my way through a packet of chocolate digestives. Those are chocolate digestives in your trolley, aren't they, Mrs. Banks? You naughty girl.
It's Detective Inspector now, actually. Gwen's been promoted. I'm so proud of her.
A skeleton?
Bits. They don't know if it's all yet.
Not a body?
No flesh adhering, in the words of P.C. Trevelyan.
It's probably another Saxon dug up by metal detectors.
Well, that'll please the archaeologists.
Seen if crime officer done her business?
She's in the dark room now. We'll have photographs in about an hour.
Oh, I suppose we'd better get out there then. Take a look.
You're a bit grumpy today.
Am I? Oh, sorry, Henry. Bad morning. Shopping with Mother.
Come on. Your mum's wonderful. Oh. I've got a lot of time for your mother. She and your dad made life bearable for a green PC down from the north. I'll never forget those Sunday lunches.
I just don't think a 36-year-old, newly promoted DI should feel guilty about buying ice cream in front of her mother. Doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem mature.
Chocolate ripple.
What else?
Come on, Gov. Grab your Mac. It looks like rain.
Oh, you're going to call me Governor?
Well, what else?
Well, it looks like there's a complete skeleton there.
How old?
From my vast experience, I'd say anything from 5 to 500 years. We'll get it up to Gorleston and let Dr. Bull tell us.
Mom!
Found something?
It was beside the skeleton.
Well, I don't think they had black plastic handbags 500 years ago, so that narrows it down a bit.
Bag it up. Let's hope it gives us some answers. This ground's been dug over.
By half a dozen PCs.
Before they got the spades into it, look over there. It's been dug over.
Or maybe it was the kids.
They aren't muddy enough.
Foxes?
It looks as if someone dug the body up and tried to rebury it. Not very adequately.
Why would they do that?
Good question. Right, Henry, get hold of some planks. We'll lift the soil out. 6 foot by 3, depth of 1 foot under the lowest bones. Forensic will have to get busy with their sieves. I think we've got a murder on our hands.
Anxious to establish the identity of the skeleton at the earliest opportunity, said Detective Inspector Gwen Danbury of East Suffolk Police Headquarters. A lovely photo.
It's awful.
I think you look very nice.
I look about 20 stone. Oh, don't cut it out.
I certainly will. First time in the papers for you.
It isn't.
I don't count that time at the plate. Nobody could recognise you under that teddy bear costume. I kept a scrapbook of all your father's cases when they were in the papers, every single one. He had a double-page spread in the Mirror once, the Newmy murder. Do you remember it?
The one you helped to solve.
Well, not really. It was just a fluke. You didn't get much of a write-up in the Nationals, did you?
They weren't very interested in a skeleton. We don't even know if it's murder yet.
I do hope it is. Is that an awful thing to say?
Awful, Mother.
I should buy a bigger scrapbook, just in case.
You'd better wait till I've got the report from Dr. Bull before you get too excited.
Are you always going to be this impatient, Inspector?
Sorry, Doctor. I just wondered if you had any news.
It was a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, fitting the bones back together. They'd been pretty comprehensively jumbled up, but I like jigsaws.
Foul play?
You get my report in the proper order, or you don't get it at all.
Fire away, Doctor.
Female. Age between 18 and 25. Very small. Nothing more than a twig, really. 4'11", 5 foot in life. Been in the ground anything from 20 to 50 years. Difficult to be precise at this stage.
Cause of death?
Had her head bashed in. What do you think?
That was caused at the time of death.
It wasn't one of your PCs being over-enthusiastic with a spade, if that's what you mean.
Definitely murder, then?
Definitely not natural death. A point that might be of interest. She had continental dental work.
Wonderful.
Thought to be pleased. Opens up Europe for you, doesn't it? Well, you can set the ball rolling, Inspector. I'll fax you a full report as soon as it's typed up. I think you can wait that long.
I'll try. Thanks, Doctor.
Murder?
Murder. And it happened between 20 and 50 years ago.
Great.
Even better, she might have come from abroad.
Oh, a few million more to choose from.
Oh, come on, Henry. Where's your enthusiasm?
I was just thinking of all the paperwork. And where are we going to find witnesses? Anyone who knew anything is probably dead by now.
Do you wish you'd been seconded to the drug squad after all?
And spend nights freezing my arse off on Felixstowe Dock? I'll stick with you, Gov. What do we do first?
We need to find out who the girl was. But before that, I have to brave Superintendent Phillips.
Who is she, then?
We don't know yet, sir. Forensics should come up with some clues from the handbag.
Let's hope so. I can't spare any extra manpower for this, you know.
No, sir, I thought perhaps you couldn't.
Operation Bulldog takes priority.
Yes, sir.
Drugs. That's where the publicity is these days. High profile. Papers love it. Makes us look good. Makes us look cost-effective. So this is going to be very much your baby, Danbury.
Right, sir.
You won't be needing a pod at the site, will you?
I shouldn't think so. Won't be many people about to pop in and tell us who'd done it.
Good, good. Save money there. Now, I don't want you to think I'm downgrading this investigation, but needs must when the taxpayer's getting bolshy. You understand the pressures we're under these days?
Absolutely, sir. The super's downgrading us.
Female DI. Not up to the job.
You're being unfair to him.
Of course I am. Meanwhile, it's our show leather which gets worn out.
Minimum interference from above, though. There's always a silver lining. Is that the forensic report?
Just in.
Any joy?
Haven't had a chance to look at it. Thought I'd leave that pleasure to you.
What about missing persons files?
I've been through them back to 75. Nothing local that fits the bill.
Get down to the basement and root out any likelies going back to the war.
Which war's that?
39 to 45 will do.
It's dusty down there.
Take off your jacket.
Am I going to get all the mucky jobs?
There isn't anyone else. We're on our own. Hang on.
What?
Sorry, a black plastic handbag. Been in the ground about 30 years.
Roughly.
They pinned the star down to mid-60s. Coins inside, pre-decimal. 1 shilling 5 pence. Latest date on them, 61. Lipstick, mirror comb, compact handkerchief, all in various stages of decomposition. Inside zip pocket, a letter. Blue ink. Paper folded twice, very well preserved indeed, considering. Ink's run a bit, but still legible.
Don't tell me. A suicide note. Couldn't take any more. Did herself in, then covered herself with a foot of earth.
It's a list of college courses. O-level English, Tudor and Stuart England, pottery for beginners, times, dates, fees.
Obviously wanted to better herself.
Hope these are useful, Jacqueline. Let me know which you're interested in and I'll make the arrangements, or if you'd rather write yourself, the address of the college is Plomsgate College of Further Education, Plomsgate near Woodbridge, IP13LU. Unsigned.
Can't have everything.
I'd have thought the paper had been in worse condition after 30 years.
It's a clue. Don't knock it.
True. Well, now we're looking for a girl, 18 to 25, about 5 foot, first name probably Jacqueline, probably foreign. Let's go down to the basement and start sifting.
Are you coming too, Gov?
Just try and stop me. Bingo!
Found her?
Yes. Jacqueline Clément, French national, 19. 5 foot, au pair to a Dr. and Mrs. Barker in Blackbourne. Went missing on the weekend of July 2nd, 3rd, 1966. Oh, pretty if her photo's anything to go by.
Do we get a trip to France, then?
You must be joking. The super wouldn't wear a trip down the street if it was going to cost him. We'll see if the doctor or his wife can identify the bag. Oh, there's a note here that they moved. No address given. You get on the phone to Jacqueline's parents, if they're still alive and at this dress in Combray. Find out who her dentist was. We'll have to rely on dental records for identification. I'll try and track down the doctor.
An afternoon with the directories. It's all glamour, isn't it?
No, it's murder, Henry. It might have happened almost 30 years ago, but it's still murder. Can I see Dr. Barker, please?
Which one are you after? Father or son?
Father, I assume.
Well, he's out. My mother's here. Will she do?
I'd like to speak to her if it's convenient.
She's upstairs trying to pack her bedroom into a tea chest. Can I tell her what it's about?
It's a police matter.
Oh, good God, what's Dad been up to?
I'm just making some inquiries. Could I come in?
Yes. I don't see why not. Should I ask to see your ID? You don't look much like a policeman to me, or should I say, police person.
It's always wise to check, sir.
Detective Inspector. Well, it must be serious. Mum, someone to see you.
Coming.
Come into the sitting room. Can I get you a cup of tea or anything?
No, thank you.
Kettle's not packed yet.
No, really, I'm fine. You're moving.
My God, Sherlock Holmes lives. Sorry. Yes, at least my parents are. I don't live here. Came down from Nottingham to lend a hand.
Oh, I thought it'd be the men about the cooker.
Mum, this is Detective Inspector,
Danbury.
Ah.
What happened? Is it Kate?
Kate?
My sister. Is she okay?
Yes. I mean, it's not about your daughter.
Oh, thank God.
She's working in Australia. Mum lives in dread of the evil male of the Antipodes.
Oh, Stuart, don't be absurd. Sit down, please. I'm sorry about the mess.
Your son tells me you're moving.
Yes, to Orford. My husband's retired now, and we love Orford, so we thought, why not?
I'm glad I caught you. We had some trouble tracking you down as it was.
They keep on the move, my parents. Have to, you know.
Would you like some coffee?
Not for me, really.
Well, I'd certainly like some.
Right. Well, don't arrest anybody while I'm away.
I'm sorry about Stuart. He's incurably hearty.
I heard that, Mother.
How can I help you?
I believe you had a young French girl working for you in the early 60s.
Jacqueline? You found her?
We think so.
How extraordinary after all this time. I assumed she was dead.
A skeleton's been found. We believe it to be Jacqueline Clément.
How dreadful, her poor parents.
Yes. A bag was found with the body. I wonder if you could identify it from this photograph.
Oh, yes, that's Jacqueline's bag. I always thought it frightfully common, I'm afraid.
There was a list of college courses inside, evening classes. Here's a photocopy. Do you recognise it?
Yeah, it's my handwriting. I gave her the list. Her father wanted her to improve her education. She was no pair, you see. The daughter of a friend of an acquaintance. You know how it is. She looked after Kate and learnt English at the same time. A sweet girl. What on earth happened?
She was murdered.
God!
I'm sorry. Hadn't you read about the skeleton found near Rendlesham? It was in the local papers.
Well, I remember something. I'm afraid I didn't pay it any attention. I really haven't had a moment to sit down for a week. Who'd do such a thing?
You moved away from Blackbourne soon after the disappearance.
Oh, we had to. The things people said at the time, the stories, you've no idea. They assumed she and Edward were having an affair. He had matinee idle good looks, so of course all the females fell for him. We had to leave. Edward bought into a practice in Cheshire, but he wasn't happy. Suffolk's his home. About 10 years ago we came back. We thought Melford was just far enough away to be safe from even the most tenacious gossip.
Coffee's just coming. What terrible crime has Mama... You okay, Mum?
They've found Jacqueline. Dead.
Oh, God. Where?
Rendlesham Forest.
Apparently she was murdered.
Who'd want to murder Jackie?
Did she look after you as well as your sister, Mr. Barker?
Dr. Barker. Same as Dad. I was a bit old to be looked after, worse luck. Well, I must have been, what, 13 when she came?
14. Because she came in the September of the year before she disappeared, didn't she? I'm sorry, Inspector. It's all rather vague after so long. It was an incident we've tried to forget.
I understand. Well, I won't disturb you any more today. But I would like a word with you and your husband together, Mrs. Barker. Perhaps you could let me know when it's convenient?
Of course.
How long are you down in Suffolk, Dr. Barker?
You've got to be back next week. Till then, I'm at your disposal, Inspector.
Thank you. I may well want to talk to you again. I'll be in touch.
Let me show you out.
Thank you. Oh, here's the station number.
Goodbye. Well, that was news I could have done without.
So, it starts all over again.
Yes, Stuart, I'm very much afraid it does. Edward?
I passed some woman in the drive, said she was with the police, wanted to talk to me. Told her to make a bloody appointment. I mean, what the hell's going on?
What have we got?
A skeleton.
Jacqueline Clément. Went missing and probably murdered on the weekend of July 2nd and 3rd, 1966. worked for Dr. Edward Barker and Virginia Barker. Yes?
Sorry to bother you, ma'am, but your mother's here.
Where?
Here, dear. I've come to take you to lunch.
Mother, I'm working.
It's lunchtime. You have to eat.
That's the last thing I need to do.
I used to treat your father to lunch here. He always ordered Welsh rarebit. Most embarrassing.
Dad was the last of the Puritans.
Oh, don't you believe it, darling? He had his moments. Well?
What?
How's the case going?
It's going.
Any suspects?
One or two.
Who?
I can't discuss it with you, Mother.
Why not?
I just can't. It's confidential.
Jack always discussed his cases with me.
I'm not Dad.
It made me feel part of things. That's what I miss most, not being part of things anymore.
Oh, come on, Mother. You're the busiest OAP I've ever met. If you're not helping out at the drop-in centre, you're organising a protest march about something. Always up to mischief. This morning I went to see Mrs. Barker and Dr. Barker Jr.
And?
She was cool. He's the sort of man who looks as if he was born in a blazer. Natural rugby prop forward, or whatever they're called.
And?
And I fleetingly met Dr. Barker Sr., who seems to be suffering from terminal irritability.
Yes?
And we're pursuing our inquiries. In fact, Henry should be on his way to Blackburn at this very moment.
I like Henry. Don't you?
Mother.
Sorry to bother you, sir. Detective Sergeant Jacobs, East Suffolk Police Headquarters. I wanted to ask you some questions about a Dr. Barker and...
I don't know nothing.
Excuse me, I wonder if I could ask you some questions.
I got my dinner on.
Barker? Never heard of him.
I only just moved in, sorry.
Do come in, Sergeant. Please, Sergeant, you look cold, wet, hungry and bloody miserable. Have a cup of tea, have a warm by the fire. Have a fatal bout of pneumonia.
Blackburn's not a village. It's just a lot of brick walls.
No joy, then.
Total misery. Couldn't get a thing out of anyone. The old village clammed up as soon as they knew I was police, young and old.
Oh, we desperately need their help. After 30 years, we're not going to find any physical evidence. We want their memories.
I thought about that on the way back.
And did you come up with any brilliant solutions?
Just the one. Your mother.
What?
Get your mother to talk to some of the oldies.
No.
We need to catch them off their guard. She'll be like one of their own kind.
No, Henry.
Your mother's one of the best gossips I know.
Absolutely no.
You go to Blackburn with her on Sunday. Daughter taking mum out for a nice Sunday jaunt. Install yourselves in the pub and let her get on with it. She'll pry stuff out of them you wouldn't believe. First time I met her, she had my life story out in half an hour.
It won't work.
What else have we got?
Not a lot.
Having a natural break, are we?
We're tossing some ideas around, sir.
I try to discourage feet on desk, Sergeant.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Wear and tear, it all adds up. Now, Gwen, before I forget... Have you seen the police surgeon about that diet sheet?
Haven't had a moment, sir.
Well, make a moment. You want to get some of that fat off, don't we?
We certainly do, sir.
Good, good. And how's your case going? Any progress?
Early days.
Of course, of course. But what are the realistic chances of getting a result on this one, so long after the event, as it were?
Fairly good, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Henry?
Well, we've got a few ideas up our sleeves, haven't we, Gov?
Gov?
We're working at it, sir.
But are you making progress? I can't afford to tie up man hours, Or should that be person hours, Gwen? Not on a case that's going nowhere.
I wouldn't say it's going nowhere.
Wouldn't you?
No, sir. I'd say it's got a good chance of going somewhere if we're given the chance to get on with the job, uninterrupted.
Yes. Right. Well, I want a result, and I want it soon, Inspector. Got that?
You've got a bit of your father in you.
No, Henry. I've got a bit of me in me. Now, will you ask Mother? Or shall I?
Oh, Are you sure I can help, darling?
Yes, Mother.
I don't want to be in your way.
You're absolutely crucial to the whole investigation.
You're not just saying that.
We couldn't do without you. Honestly.
How exciting. Gin and tonic, please, darling.
Right.
And I think we should get something for this gentleman who so very kindly let us share his table.
Thanks.
Yes, of course. What would you like?
Brandy. Double.
Brandy.
And some of those peanut sort of things, dear.
Peanuts.
Salty, dry, crunchy ones.
Beer nuts, right.
2 packets.
Yes, Mother.
Salt of the earth. Hmm? My daughter, not the peanuts.
Oh, yes? Big girl.
She is. Heart of gold.
I like big girls.
Do you?
The wife was big. Then she went on that slimmin' jag. Thin as a rake. Left me for Joe Darrow. 52-year-old woman leave me for a, what's that word? A toy boy.
Dreadful.
Oh, that it were. Unattached, is she?
Unattached?
Your daughter.
Oh, entirely.
Oh.
Takes me out every Sunday, regular as clockwork. I love to come to these old world villages where nothing happens.
That's where you're wrong, then.
I'm sorry.
Something's happened here, all right. Murder's happened.
No.
And I knew the girl. Used to meet her in the shop. No better than she ought to be, mind you. Short skirts. Worked for the doctor. And you know what they always said about him?
No. What did they say?
Fancied himself, he did. Just cos he looked like Ronald Coleman. The girls, they couldn't.
Well?
You really want my opinion?
That was the whole point of the exercise.
I think you should go out with him. He's very keen.
Mother! What did he have to say about the Barkers?
Oh, he thinks the doctor did it, murdered the girl. Bit of a ladies' man, your Dr. Barker. Ben thinks the au pair became an embarrassment to him. So, he had to deal with her. If they were having an affair, and she was his patient at the same time, it could have ended his career. Perhaps she threatened him. I'd have thought that was motive for murder.
I don't see the relevance.
I don't think Inspector Danbury would have asked the question if it wasn't relevant, Edward.
A serious crime has been committed, Dr. Barker. I'd be grateful for your cooperation.
Well, yes, Jacqueline was registered with me as a patient, so...
She came to you as an au pair in September of 1965.
Yes, I was acting as a part-time receptionist for Edward, and I really felt I needed help with Kate. She was just 5 then. Jacqueline seemed the answer to our dreams.
On the day of her disappearance...
Look, haven't you got all this down in your records? We were asked enough questions at the time.
Not enough, sir. This is a murder inquiry now. What were her movements that day, as far as you know?
Well, she was going back to France for a week. She'd packed a suitcase, taken her passport. We assumed she was safely home until her father rang on the Monday. Then we thought she must have been delayed. There'd been that dreadful dock strike, but she never did get home.
What did you think had happened to her?
Well, to be quite honest, she didn't get on terribly well with her parents, so I suppose it was natural to think she'd gone off somewhere else. She was always talking about seeing the world.
Was she?
Yes. You didn't have much to do with her, so you wouldn't know, dear.
Well, she was just a child, as far as I was concerned.
You weren't at home that evening?
No. She had the house to herself. Kate was staying overnight with one of her little friends from school, and Stuart was out with his rather unsavoury crowd getting up to all sorts of mischief, I'm sure. So Edward and I went to the cinema. Quite a treat. Wasn't it, Edward?
Yes, I suppose it was.
Was that in Ipswich?
No. Blackpool then could support a small... Well, it was just a dreadful little flea pit, really. Closed years ago, of course. All videos these days.
Can you remember what film you saw?
After all this time, of course we can't remember.
I think it was a comedy, but I couldn't swear to it. Was it a comedy, Edward?
I don't remember.
And when you got home, Jacqueline was gone.
Yes. She was supposed to get the London train from Woodbridge. I assumed she'd caught the last bus to the station and was safely on her way. It was only when her father rang that we began to worry. Now we know why she never arrived home.
There was no passport or suitcase found with the body. You've no idea where they might be?
Well, why on earth should we know where they are? Presumably the murderer got rid of them. I mean, I'd have thought that was a logical thing to do, wouldn't you?
Where do you think he might have disposed of them, Doctor?
Well, I don't know.
If you were the murderer, where would you...
This is absurd.
I suppose the river's the obvious place.
Yes. We'll be dragging the river, ponds, any water within 10 miles.
That sounds very competent, but I don't think we can help...
Please, Edward.
If you'd rather go to the station...
No, just get on with it.
There's no need to be quite so offensive.
Well, I'm sorry, it's just that I thought he was all dead and buried.
These things have a habit of rising from the grave.
Quite.
What about boyfriends?
What do you mean?
Does Jacqueline have boyfriends?
Only Peter, I suppose.
Peter?
Peter Lennox.
Well, he wasn't her boyfriend.
He was always around the house making cow eyes at her.
Rubbish.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, yes, perhaps he was. I really can't remember.
I think what Edward means is that Peter would have liked to be her boyfriend. She used to play him along unmercifully. She was a bit of a flirt, I'm afraid. The sort of girl some people have a rather offensive expression for.
A tease?
Well, that wasn't quite the expression I was thinking of, but yes, a tease. Wouldn't you say, Edward?
I suppose so.
Do you know if this Peter Lennox is still in Suffolk?
His father ran the village shop at Blackbourne, probably still does. I wouldn't be at all surprised if you found Peter behind the counter these days. A bit of a stay-at-home, you know the sort. Can't quite break free of Mummy and Daddy.
Yes, I know the sort.
What a charming family they sound.
I'd have bet your pension as well as mine that Dr. Barker did it.
He may have done.
Except his wife gave him a cast-iron alibi for the night Jacqueline disappeared. With no evidence that she wasn't killed that night, it's unlikely to have been later. And apparently the whole family spent a delightful Sunday together by the sea.
Had she any proof that they were at the cinema?
Only her word, which we have to accept, without any other concrete evidence against him.
Check, double check and check again. That's what Jack always said.
Dad didn't have Superintendent Phillips breathing down his neck. I think he'll be satisfied with killed by personal persons unknown and leave it at that.
Will you be?
The trail's not just cold, Mother, it's a block of ice.
Now perhaps you need to go back to that time.
Back? How?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm hitting my head against a brick wall.
Now, come along, Gwen. Your father wouldn't have given up so easily.
I'm not giving up. They're all hiding something, I'm sure of that. They all have their own secrets, and I'm going to find out what they are. I wonder if Peter Lennox has a secret as well.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Detective Inspector Danbury, and this is Detective Sergeant Jacobs.
Morning, sir.
Right. Hang on. I'll just close up.
Hope this isn't a bad time.
Of course it's a bad time, middle of the morning. Trade's down as it is.
Still, it is a murder inquiry.
Yes. So you said on the phone. Don't know what it's got to do with me. I can't tell you anything.
We've got all the East Anglian Daily Times on microfilm from 1960 to 67 in this drawer. It's self-help.
Thank you so much.
Just take the one you want and put it in the microfilm reader. Do you know how to thread the film on?
Oh, yes, thank you. I think I know my way around.
I hardly knew her.
We were told you were her boyfriend.
What?
You went round together.
No way.
Why not? Wasn't she pretty?
Oh, she was all right. Just not my type.
So why did you hang around her?
I told you, I didn't.
Mrs. Barker tells us you were always at the house.
Sometimes. I was there sometimes.
Why?
All right, I liked the girl. So what?
So at last we're getting somewhere.
May, June, July, 2nd, 3rd, July the 4th. Nothing.
Excuse me.
It does say silence up there.
Oh, do forgive me. I'm extremely old and extremely senile, and I simply can't help it.
Well, if you could be a little quieter.
No!
You never went out with Jacqueline.
I said no, didn't I?
But you wanted to.
If you like.
Did you like?
Look, I didn't kill her. I know that, so all this is pointless.
But we don't know that.
And you've got to convince us.
I'm saying nothing.
That won't help you.
I'm saying nothing.
Then we'll take you down to the station, and you can say nothing there.
Nothing. Oh, how disappointing.
Sorry.
How disappointing. Except... yes. Excuse me.
Oh.
Is there any way I can get a photocopy of this advertisement, please?
This doesn't do you any good, Peter. We didn't want to bring you here, believe me.
Okay. So I was at home all evening, hmm? All Saturday, all Sunday, all the bloody time. Do you believe that?
Is it true?
Of course it's true. Ask my mum and dad. Except they're dead, aren't they?
Yes?
Look, it's too long ago. I can't remember what I was doing. All I can remember is I didn't bloody kill her.
Inspector, a word.
Do you believe him?
Dunno, but that was the desk sergeant. Apparently your mother's here, wants to see you.
I don't believe it.
She says it's urgent.
Mother, this is incredibly inconvenient.
I've been at the record office looking up old newspapers.
I hardly dare ask why.
I thought there might be something in them about the girl's disappearance. Some hint that might give us a clue, some feel of what was going on in the area all those years ago.
Did you find anything about her?
Nothing.
And you interrupt a very important interview to tell me this.
I couldn't find any mention of the girl or the Barkers, but I did find an advertisement. Grand reopening of Blackbourne Cinema after refurbishment, July 16th. It had been closed for 12 weeks, which means...
It was closed when Dr. and Mrs. Barker were supposed to have spent a pleasant evening at the pictures. Oh, Mother, I hate to say this, but you're brilliant.
I know. Sickening, isn't it?
I don't know.
You've no explanation.
It must have been some other cinema.
Mrs. Barker?
I'm sorry.
Don't say anything.
Was it some other cinema, Mrs. Barker?
No, I'm sorry, Edward.
I don't understand why you're badgering my parents.
Well, just asking a few questions, sir.
Well, I've had enough of your questions. If you want to make an accusation, go ahead, but I'm not answering anything else.
It's in your interest.
No, I've nothing more to say to you. Now, please leave.
If you don't answer my questions...
Get the hell out of my house now!
Edward Barker, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Jacqueline Clermont on or about the weekend of July the 2nd and 3rd, 1966. I must caution you that you don't have to say anything...
Mind your head, sir.
Oh, this is so absurd.
What about Mrs. Barker?
Leave her to stew a bit. She can decide just how much she really wants to support her husband. I'll drive. You get in the back with him. This interview is being tape-recorded. My name is Detective Inspector Gwen Danbury. Also present are...
Detective Sergeant Henry Jacobs.
And could you give your name, sir?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
If you could give your name, sir, for the recording.
Dr. Edward Barker.
The time is now 12:14. I must remind you that you are still under caution, do you understand?
Look, I didn't kill her, I swear it. This is also unnecessary.
You've been informed that you can have a solicitor present during this interview, and you've declined. Are you sure about that?
This will all be over in a few minutes, as soon as you realise the stupid mistake you've made.
All right. Let's talk about the evening Jacqueline Clermont disappeared.
It's incredible. How could they think that Dad killed anyone?
Oh, please, Stuart, sit down.
I can't sit down. How can I sit down when Dad's been arrested?
Then help me pack. Do something useful.
How can you be so calm?
I'm sure the police know what they're doing.
I'm going to ring Pemberton. Make sure he knows about this.
No.
Dad needs a solicitor. I bet he hasn't bothered. He's all so bloody cocksure.
No, it's important you do nothing. Do you understand? Nothing.
Do you know why your wife should lie?
I suppose it was a
pathetic attempt to give me an alibi.
Because you needed an alibi?
No, look, I know where I was that night. I couldn't have done the murder. Won't you just accept my word?
Where were you?
I was out shooting.
What?
I don't know. Rabbits.
You own a gun?
Sporting rifle, and I've got a license. She wasn't shot, was she?
No, sir. She had her head beaten in.
I don't understand what you mean.
No, darling, you never were terribly clever, were you?
I just want you and Dad to stay together. Don't have to be clever for that.
Together? We haven't been together for years, not properly.
It's not true. None of it's true.
You weren't having an affair with this girl?
No.
We have several witnesses who believe you were.
Who?
Several of your former patients.
Gossips. That's what drove us out of Blackburn. They were always saying I chased the girls. I should never have left. I should have stayed. 10 years of misery. I should have had the courage of my innocence, shouldn't I?
What were you doing that night?
I told you, out shooting.
I don't believe that for a moment. Neither would a jury.
I can't tell you. Not just because it would hurt me, but someone else, and I can't do that.
If you don't, you're going to be in serious trouble.
I can't just sit here.
Then go away.
I'm not leaving you.
Oh, for God's sake, Stuart. He did it, don't you see? Your father killed her.
No!
We're just going round in circles.
I'm quite happy to leave.
Dr. Barker, you've been charged with a very serious offence.
Which I had nothing to do with.
You lied about your alibi.
That was stupid, yes.
And now you say you have another alibi, but you won't tell us what it is.
No.
But you can't offer us any proof that you didn't kill her.
Can you prove that I did?
Why do you think he did it?
I know your father killed her. Just accept that much. All this wouldn't have happened if he hadn't killed her.
What do you mean?
If you want to do something useful, Stuart, help me pack. I have to be out of the house by tomorrow.
How long are you going to keep me here?
For as long as it takes. Why did you go along when your wife gave you a false alibi?
I don't know. Surprise, I suppose. It was the first caring thing she'd done in years.
The sooner you tell us what really happened, the sooner you'll be home.
Oh, go to hell.
Doctor, why are you always so angry?
I'm not angry. You're not going to give up, are you?
No.
Perhaps it's a lifetime of trying to be what I'm not. I'm angry with myself. You see, that night, for the first time, I was really happy. I was myself.
By killing the girl?
No, I told you I didn't kill her. We weren't lovers. She meant nothing to me. Could I have some tea or something?
We're almost there. Just tell us, Doctor, and we can all go home.
Home? I haven't got a home. I haven't had a home for a long time. If I tell you, will it be kept a secret?
We can't promise, but we'll do our best.
And the alternative is a trial for murder. All right, I was with someone else that evening, until about 2 or 3 in the morning. The next day I was with the family at Southwell. My wife was telling the truth about that.
You'll have to tell us who you were with.
The person in question still has a position in Blackburn. I'd hoped we'd be together when I retired, go away together, but he said no. He wanted to stay on at the shop. It's Peter Lennox. I was with Peter that night.
Go on, Doctor.
I loved him, but he was 20 and I was a respected country doctor. Even now it had caused a scandal then. Well, I just couldn't take the risk. He was always round the house. He used to leave me sweet little notes. He begged me to see him that weekend. He was crying and I loved him. I couldn't bear to see him suffer. That night I didn't see why I should deny it any longer.
Will he confirm this?
Yes, I think so. He still has enough regard for me. He wouldn't want me to be tried for a murder he knows I didn't commit.
I'm suspending this interview at 14:25. Would you like that tea now?
I just want to get the hell out of here.
We'll try not to keep you much longer. Sergeant, can we have a word outside?
Certainly. Believe him?
Unfortunately, yes.
But if he didn't do it, and Peter Lennox didn't, who does that leave?
Mother said I should check the evidence, then double-check.
Wise woman, your mum.
Let's have a look at the photos of the scene again. And that bag. It's the only physical evidence we've got. Maybe I missed something.
What about Barker?
Leave him to sweat a bit. If he'd come clean this morning, we wouldn't have wasted all this time.
View facing north. View facing east. Just looks like Earth to me.
But Earth that's been dug over. I keep coming back to that. It looks as if someone wanted us to find the body. Why?
Doesn't make sense. It's well buried for 30 years. Why dig it up again?
What about the bag?
Comb, lipstick, mirror, money, letter, etc.
Give me the letter.
Still the same letter.
I never liked it.
The courses. We checked on those. Plumsgate College ran them. She never went there. But then she died, didn't she?
Plumsgate College of Further Education.
You think maybe someone there killed her?
No. Henry, when do postcodes come in?
I've no idea.
No, I'm serious. When?
Must have been in the 60s sometime, because I remember I had to find my parents' code while I was writing home from Hendon. Never could remember it.
When was that?
67, 68?
Let's find out exactly when. This is definitely a photocopy of the note you gave Jacqueline, Mrs. Barker.
Yes. What have you done with my husband?
He was released half an hour ago.
Released? Don't be absurd.
Well, where is he then?
I don't know, sir. Possibly with a friend.
Why have you released him? I don't understand.
This letter, the address on it.
Yes.
It's not entirely correct, is it?
Of course it is.
Why did you write it, Mrs. Barker?
The girl wanted to take some courses.
And so you gave her the address of the college.
Are you a cretin?
Including the postcode.
I really think I've
4 months before the post office introduced postcodes.
Mum.
Will you be quiet, Stuart?
You forged this letter, Mrs. Barker.
No, I...
Why?
Sit down, please, sir.
And if you forged this letter, you must have put it in the bag. And if you put it in the bag, you must have dug up the body.
He killed her. Edward killed her. I know that.
Why didn't you leave it alone?
I must caution you that you don't have to say anything unless you wish to do so. But what you do say may be given in evidence.
She really did want to go to that college, you know. More boys for her there, I suppose. I even remembered what the courses were after all these years. I thought that was awfully clever of me. I copied the address from the phone book, of course. They give the postcode now, don't they?
Why did you want us to find the body?
I told you. Edward killed her. I'd known for nearly 30 years that he did it.
How did you know?
I found the body. Or rather, Rudy did.
Rudy?
Our dog.
You all right, sir?
Oh, why couldn't you have left well alone?
I was taking Rudy for a walk the Monday after she disappeared. We didn't even know she was missing then. I was in Rendlesham Forest. It was always Rudy's favourite spot. We all liked it there, the whole family. And Edward took her there. Rudy was snouting around and he kept scratching at this one spot. Edward had done a terrible job of covering up the body. If I hadn't found her so soon, someone else would have. It was fate. I stood there looking at her for hours. I was glad she was dead. She'd been a threat, tempting Edward away from me. She was a tart, and now she was dealt with.
What made you think he'd done it?
I knew. He'd been out virtually all night that Saturday, and when he came home, he was shaking. He tried to talk to me, but he couldn't. I knew something dreadful had happened, and when I found her, it all fell into place.
You didn't think of going to the police?
I wasn't going to let Edward destroy my life. The wife of a murderer, where could I go to escape that? It wouldn't only have been Jacqueline who died. So I decided to bury her, do a better job than Edward had managed. I went home, got a spade, and did the thing properly, 4 feet under. I enjoyed digging. I felt in control of things at last. I said nothing to Edward, but he knew, felt something. After that, things were different between us, but bearable. A doctor's wife has a certain cachet.
What changed things for you?
A few weeks ago, he told me that now he'd retired, he was going to leave me. I could go to Orford, but he wouldn't come. He said he had to lead the sort of life he'd been suppressing, that was the word, suppressing all these years. Go off with some young bitch on heat, I suppose, make a laughingstock of me. I couldn't let him do that, could I? Better the wife of a murderer than that.
So you set about framing him for Jacqueline's murder?
You can only frame an innocent man. I set about pointing you in the right direction, dug up the body. I had an awful time finding it, but you know, I felt quite a thrill when I did. After 30 years, there wasn't much there. So I left a note in her bag with her Christian name on it. I couldn't have borne months and months while you went on your plodding way trying to identify her.
No one would have known if you just left her there.
Exactly!
Why did you have to interfere?
If you'd gone to all this trouble to implicate him, why give your husband an alibi?
To break it, of course. I was very careful. I hoped the police would be diligent enough to find out it was false of their own accord. If not, I intended to burst into tears and confess it was a lie. As it was, you did find out. Congratulations.
All I wanted was for the family to stay together.
We weren't a family, Stuart.
She would have broken us up. She was a tart, Mum's right. Making up to Dad, making up to me. Anything in trousers. And she'd laugh. When he tried to... She'd laugh.
Your husband has an alibi, Mrs. Barker. He didn't kill Jacqueline.
It's all going to start again. All the questions. All in my head. I thought it was out of my head.
Oh, do shut up, Stuart.
No! No, you shut up! If it wasn't for you... They know Dad didn't do it. They're going to start all the questions again. If it wasn't for...
Stuart!
No! I can't get her out of my head. Her face! She laughed. I tried to kiss her and she laughed.
I don't know what you're saying.
Mr. Barker.
Doctor! Dr. Barker!
I'd like you to come down to the station with us. We'd like to ask you some further questions. Jacobs, take him to the car and caution him.
Right, Gun.
I just want her out of my head.
Stuart, don't go. Don't leave me alone. What's going to happen to me if you all leave me?
Boy, doesn't seem possible.
Why not?
He was a strong lad, apparently, even then.
I remember having very murderous feelings at that age.
What on earth about?
Just feelings, Mother.
I feel terribly sorry for his mother.
Hmm. I have a feeling she got what she deserved.
Perhaps. More beef, Henry.
No, couldn't, thanks, Mrs. Danbury.
Joan. Well... The woman almost got away with it, didn't she?
Not really.
I was certainly convinced her husband did it. Finding that advertisement. Breaking the alibi just as she wanted. Huh? Stupid of me.
I wouldn't say that, Mother.
I would. The next time. I won't be so gullible.
Next time?
Oh, yes. I'm one of the team now, aren't I, Henry?
Henry?
Yeah, I'd like to propose a toast.
Henry?
Here's to the next time. Here's to Detective Inspector Danbury and Mother.
Oh, Henry!
In Past Imperfect, part one of Sue Rodwell's four-part detective series, An Odd Body, Annette Badland played Gwen Danbury, Gudrun Ewer, Joan Danbury, John Dutteen, Henry Jacobs, John Rye, Superintendent Phillips, and Tina Gray, Mrs. Banks. Dr. Edward Barker was played by Terence Alexander, Virginia Barker, Margaret John, Stuart Barker, Jonathan Taffler, Peter Lennox, Peter Whitman, Ben Mean, Peter Tuddenham, Dr. Bull, Don McCorkindale, the archivist, David Jarvis, and the two boys, Keith and Jimmy, by Mark Wilson and Martin Davey. An Odd Body is directed by Glyn Dearman.
There's another Odd Body at the same time tomorrow. Now, Jemima Puddle Duck and Peter Rabbit are amongst the creatures who crop up on BBC Radio 4 Extra in the lead-up to Christmas. Throughout next week, we present five tales of Beatrix Potter, in which the delight and childlike innocence of the animal characters are pitted against the dark and dramatic ruthlessness of the landscape and the locals. In the very first adventure, Johnny Vegas takes the title role in the tale of Pigling Bland, who finds himself in a dangerous predicament on his way to market.
What name do you live by?
Pigling, sir. Pigling Bland.
Oh, good solid pig name. I'm Mr. Piperson. Dog, turn out his pockets.
Tickles.
Now, set the clothes on your back. But there's cash in that.
You can hear the tales of Beatrix Potter next Monday to Friday at 2:30, right here on 4 Extra.
In this week's Seventh Dimension, a boy without fear has an appetite for the paranormal.
If you heard that voice from the whirlwind or saw that burning bush, oh, you'd shudder, all right.
Shudder? I don't know what you mean. I'd be too interested to shudder.
And the mystery continues in The Prisoner.
What were you doing?
I was trying to fathom out where in the world this place is and how to escape from it.
That's The Seventh Dimension with me, Toby Haydoke, on BBC Radio 4 Extra this Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. and midnight.